Well, Dave, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you as the new chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Tell me how that feels.
Well, actually, it's exciting, daunting. It's a mixture of both excitement and a little bit of anxiety about what lies ahead, because these are exciting times in the industry, and we've got a lot of programs and fewer dollars. So those are part of the things that we look at as far as the Beef Board is concerned, as we look ahead, continuing to focus those dollars on programs that continue to build beef demand while maintaining confidence and all of the things that are important to the consumers.
Well, one of the nice things about the way we work through the leadership process, you've had some time to get familiar with this before just diving into to this level of responsibility, and it is a big responsibility, I understand that. So as we look forward, you mentioned already a couple of the things that you'll have to deal with. Anything else that producers should know in terms of what you see happening here in this coming year?
Well, we're going to continue to work really diligently to improve the process of distilling what programs are most effective and how we can best utilize those dollars. That's going to be part of the continuing process. And we've done some preliminary work in helping to hone that process. We look forward to continuing to focus that.
Well, it seems like the mood has been pretty upbeat here from what I've seen and heard. Would you characterize that talking with other cattle producers?
You know, Chuck, we always kind of listen to the Cattle Facts presentation in the other morning, and you kind of go, oh, my God, you know, it doesn't look like a particularly bright spot. You look at the grain prices, you look at the things that are going on, and yet the mood of the people here is just excitement. We're looking forward, and as Terry just said in his opening remarks to the convention, you know, we will adjust as things go on. We'll find ways to cope with the changes that take place, and we'll adjust, and we'll make the most of the opportunities that lie ahead.
Tell me how you would characterize or want to describe your administration here with this team that you've got of officers and, of course, you know, the whole rest of the board.
You know, it's one of collaboration. We're in this together. It's not, you know, I don't have any magic formula. I didn't get suddenly the mountaintop vision that so I know all and can tell all. It's a collaboration of the folks here that are the collective wisdom, if you will, of those who have assembled from all parts of the country, from all the segments of the industry, as we come together and try to solve the problems that face our industry and move forward in ways that are positive.
So for producers who especially couldn't be here and be part of the process, all the committees and the work that's done here, what would you tell them in terms of how they can still make their voice heard?
Obviously, there's a couple of ways in which they can do that, and that is to, you know, we're available. We as officers of the Beef Board, we as State Beef Council representatives are always available to give information on how best their dollars are being used, the programs that we're involved in, and to take any input that they have that says, you know, hey, I've been thinking about this. Have you ever thought about a new way of doing something? And that's how we learn, too, from the producers that are out here. If you look collectively, it's an incredible group of people that have assembled to help guide the industry.
Well, congratulations once again, Dave, for being in the position now of chairman of the Beef Board. Looking forward to working with you through the coming year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.